Actions on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's Hollywood Connection time. The number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area with your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison and Reese's Pieces herself, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. Ladies, you're on.
Thank you so much, Peter. I want to tell you, you know, people ask me, how do I remember my name? And they're in the store, and they know I've heard Dawn Reese before. So, Geppetto, this is for you. Dawn cuts grease out of your way, makes a clean path, and when you are doing your dishes, you remember Dawn. So, Dawn, and what is my last name? Reese, like peanut butter cups.
Thank you. This
is for you.
Appreciate
and then you got some chocolate. So a little gift from me that you don't forget my name.
Yes, ma'am. I won't forget it. Dawn Reese Cups, yes.
So anyways, we want to thank, I am super excited today, Geppetto, because I am so blessed that I have the full circle of my life has come around today. And you are a big part of it. And so is Paul Murray and the people that are in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And before I start, you know, Yvonne, and I want to, before I introduce you, Geppetto, when I sent you some photos over, and I didn't tell you anybody who was going to be on the show, I said, here's a new artist that's coming on. And you went, oh, is Jermaine going to be on the show?
Yes, I did.
And I said,
wow,
that's
I didn't know.
No, wow. I said, it's an artist. And then I sent you his
that's
music.
That's what I said.
Her exact words, and honest to God, there's a Bible in front of me.
Right.
The
oh,
Bible
can't
in front
tell
of me.
A lie.
Wow.
So,
that's
what I said.
And so, Geppetto, how are you?
I'm feeling great today. I'm actually excited. You know, I haven't did a radio show in a long time. I've just been really in a studio working hard. And
wait, how long have you not been on the radio?
Oh man, the last radio interview I've done, it's been a while. It's been over a year, really.
Mm. Well, I'm just excited and blessed to have you here. And tell everybody who you are. You know, a little bit about who you are and.
I'm a very strong working artist. I value music. I love music. I'm a child of God, and I'm just excited to bring new music and refreshing music to the industry throughout my own creation and through my own lane without depending on any other substances that's around me. And
thank you. And yes. You know what impressed me is I love the hair and nail song. And
whoa.
I went to my local hair and nail salon and I had them play it. And then I got pictures and I did an interview. And it's actually off the charts for this. You know, and also you've got I Love Your Eyes. You've got so many amazing songs. And you know what I'm impressed with too? We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Murray and I are going to be your new management team.
Yes.
And we're really excited because I already got you booked at a national pageant coming up this weekend at the Sankey Resort.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. I'm very excited.
I am too. You know,
whoa.
They don't do that.
I know they. That's like a
this
pageant.
This is your show.
Like, I'm going to be so nervous, but I'm ready, you know, so.
But you know what's so great? Because this lady, I helped get her judges, like the International Christian Film Festival will be there.
Oh,
The owner. So many great people that are also going to be helping your career and launching some other things, too. And then also, too, is Home Shopping Network. I talked to my producer over there, and I just did the Joy Mangano. We just closed today, and I have a lady that's here in the house. I'll introduce her shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But I said to my producer, I said, oh, my God, you want to learn guitar.
Yes, that's my next craft I'm trying to work on, and you know, just perfect it, you know, learn different instruments. You know, I play a little bit of the piano, but next is the guitar. And that's, you know, when you speak things in existence, it happens. So
that's
you see
true.
It on the cover. People say, oh, you're just perpetrating. No, I spoke it in existence, you know, through God, that, you know, that's the next instrument I will play is the guitar. So I'm putting it forward and in motion, and that's the next thing I'm going to do.
Well, it's so cool because they'll probably be giving you a Randy Jackson guitar. for free.
Oh, boy.
And my Keith Urban guitar is here, and I have to learn. So all my friends that have the guitars, we have to get together and do a DVD series to learn how to play. I have to go on the air on HSN pretty soon, and I can strum. So in the meantime, you know, Peter, let's go to his first song. And I am promoting this. If they want to buy this CD, they can get in touch with us here at the station.
Yes.
We'll tell you all about that shortly. But let's go play I Love Your Eyes, because this song is amazing. You're driving and you're going to the beach for sunset right now. Tell your lady that you're with that you love her eyes. And let's play that song. We'll be right back. So I can't deny, just take control. It's no lies, you got me, so I love your eyes.
I love your eyes, girl. That's love. I love your eyes, girl. I love your eyes. Yeah, I see you staring from across the room. Cause your smile looking so pretty. So pretty, and I know your ego's in the way. With both caught up, acting shy, so much dignity. Just come away.
Beautiful.
Yes, it made me want to dance.
I know. We're just going to dance in the studio. That's all. All hour. And I just want to introduce, in the meantime, I have one of my top reporters, my Miss Teen International Showbiz. She's been on every red carpet, interviewed so many stars, has gotten movie deals. And Alexia, welcome. You drove all the way down from Orlando.
Yes, sorry again, I'm always late.
No, that's good. That's a drive. Trust me. And you just added Geppetto, and you've heard his music. What do you think?
It's wonderful. That was one of my favorite ones that I heard.
Awesome. And yes. You're a singer yourself, so I hope you're enjoying the show, and you're going to be here for after interviews as well.
Definitely.
So how exactly do you pronounce his name?
Geppetto.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's really, it was given by one of the family members to the Jacksons, and it really is like more so of the puppet master, you know, just.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about.
Just, you know, creating masterpieces.
Oh, okay. So,
you know, it's just kind of creating masterpieces through music.
How long have you been writing music?
I've probably been writing music since I was like, doing music since I was 12, but writing music probably 15 years old.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, I know we're going to talk to you some more and some great things. You have a giveaway for a guitar coming up. You can show that pink guitar shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that giveaway. What do they got to do to win that guitar?
Well, it's not really a giveaway. I have somebody in mind already I'm going to give it to. You know, it's just, it's really more so of just giving back. You know, it's a masterpiece for people to remember. It came from this album and it's proof.
Oh, wow. Nice.
This is the guitar.
Beautiful.
You know, a lot of people, they're so focused. You see different artists. They have a whole bunch of chains around their necks. They're so self-centered. When it's people that spend their $10, their hard-earned money to spend on your CD, so why wouldn't I give it back to an important supporter who spent the time and being there for me in many ways and taking the time out actually to, you know, support me through the music, learn my music, go to my video shoots, everything. So
that's
my way of giving back.
That's very nice.
Well, what I'm excited about too is with your guitar and that you're giving that you have an idea for that.
Mm-hmm.
Your Hair and Nail song, you're going to be doing a music video pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real different song. A lot of people, it's like they're saying the sound is very rhythm and nation of like Janet rhythm and nation style, and it's it's really nice. It's different. You know, it's really for fashion. And a lot of females are going to embrace it. Guys are going to hate the song, though, because now if you didn't want to get your girl's hair and nails done, then you have to get it done. Like, as soon as she plays it in the car, you would immediately have to go to the beauty
salon. Go to the salon, yes.
What woman does not want their hair and nails done?
That was a guy's job in the first place. That's why you make money in the first place, support your woman.
Yeah,
that's right. Take care of her.
Yeah,
you're going to be taking care of
her. And it's sad because they really don't, though. That's the thing, you know? So it's the women that's paying for everything.
That's true, yes.
Now, I know I have my girls that are going to ask you some great questions about your singing career and your music, and they probably want to be in your music video and probably what ages, so I know that's coming up. But how did the world get your CD? How does this is close to, I would say, like the Thriller of Michael.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you have me playing this all day long, nonstop.
That's a very big compliment right there.
That is.
It is. I'm serious. And in the packaging is, you know, when I first saw this, I said, this is not just a regular artist. This is a star.
Yes.
This is a star. Not becoming a star. You girls want to know what a star is like? He's sitting right to my left.
Appreciate it so much. I appreciate the accomplishments humbly. Now I have a team that's online, my staff that's online. I'm doing it differently than actually with the internet, because what the internet is doing is taking away from artists that work hard and actually put out hard cover CDs. So I'm going out the trunk no matter what it is, whatever brand name I'm going by. And I'm having my staff actually contact, mailing them out personally to them. And we're going to start back from there. We're going to start from the trunk again and with a set examples. With good music, not just, you know, this is for the ladies, the album, as you see the title. So we're going to start with that way. So you can go to Geppetto Jackson, my like page, and contact my staff, and we'll definitely direct you in getting a CD personally. I will sign it, whatever you want me to do, send a poster, and I will get it done for you.
Well, Geppetto, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, we have so many questions.
Yes. Just how are you going to give that guitar to some lucky young lady? I mean, do you have a plan for how you're going to do that?
I don't want to do a raffle or anything. It's just I'm just going to just randomly just pick.
He wants somebody from his heart. From your heart.
Like from the audience, you're saying?
Yeah, from the audience, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
So maybe one of these lucky people in here?
Maybe. Could be me.
Oh. You never know.
Because I was the oldest one at the Beyonce concert.
She was.
I think I was the oldest one the whole stadium.
I know, I love it. Well, Peter, let's go while I kind of regroup here. And we have a top agent that just walked in as well. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes. And this is all about show business. If you see my backdrop, I took off my Aruba look. And today is Hollywood. It is all Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Hey, Peter, do we have that one clip that I talked to you about? A really big show? Listen.
Big shoe tonight.
A really big show tonight.
Wow. Was that Ed Sullivan?
Yes, it was. But you know what I always do, and I have to do this, and it's important. Yvonne, at the end of the show, I always thank God. Give him the glory and give him the honor. But you know what? I could not be doing the show without Paul Murray in introducing me to the Jackson family, going to Joe's birthday party.
Yes, you always tell me about that.
Going to Joe's house, interviewing him many times. If I don't know if you know that. Yeah, you do, because I gave you the clip.
But
yeah.
I know it. You talk about it all the time.
And also, my husband said to me today, Dawn, you've been in James Brown's entertainment reporter.
Oh, yes.
For his magazine called Truth. From the Jacksons, the Browns. And then I have a special VIP guest calling in from Las Vegas today. And she's part of the Berry Gordy. So my husband said, do you know what that is, Dawn? I just got chills. I said, it's Motown come to Tantalk. We're bringing Motown back.
You
agree?
Yes, I agree.
I know.
100%.
You know, you watch the shows. I just watched The Temptations. And what did they say? Barry Gordy.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got a hot connection.
But you
coming.
Know what, Dawn? Never have I ever heard you on the show where you did not mention James Brown and the Jacksons.
That's where I came today. I'm just a little gal from the... Well, you know, the Midwest.
Okay.
And when I met Mr. Paul Murray, he'll be calling in, and we'll be managing Geppetto on some things, and he's got some plans and bands, and, you know, we got a promoter to the left of me, and there's a lot with you, right, Daryl?
Yes, definitely.
Right. And tell us, you know, you're a promoter. What do you do?
Well, what we do, especially here in the Tampa Bay area, we promote many of the local artists and also international artists that come into town.
Awesome.
So we give them an opportunity to show their or play their music to our community and get them in the club where the urban community can come and see them.
That's fabulous. Well, I got a reporter for you because she does local artists right behind. Need I say in front of the camera and say hi to everybody. And we're going to bring her to the show next week. She's going to be our special VIP guest as well. Let's go to that hair and nail song because I know they're just waiting to get this song to their husband.
All
and they
right.
want to see it on podcast and live feed. So we're going to go to hair and nails. And next week I'll play my hair and nail song from, you know, with my lady that does mine. And ladies, love this song. Give this to your husband, your boyfriend. Say you love me. Listen to this song.
Yes.
Give me a second. When you, this is what you do before. You, right? All right. He wants to make it up to you.
Oh, there you go.
All you have to do is put the CD in and play the song as soon as he gets in the car. And I guarantee that's what he's gonna get done.
And what? Okay. You guarantee that he'll drive you right to the salon
right away.
Okay.
All right.
Stay right here. All right.
Yes.
Let's play that hair and nail song.
It comes a point in time when a man has to take responsibility for doing something for his lady, his woman. I just want to show you my appreciation. Sincerely. Geppetto Jackson. Let me go. Vogue.
I'ma get it done. Get it done.
Vogue.
We're back. So, how do you like that song?
I love it.
Please.
I love it.
Please go to HollywoodConnection.biz. Write me. Tell me how much you love this music. Where can you buy this CD, Geppetto? Where can they go?
Like I said, they can go to my Geppetto Jackson Light page and send their information, address, and, you know, just make it the CD right away.
And how much is it?
I don't know right now. It's like I'm just giving them out, kind of, you know, just some, you know, overall it's $10, but... You know, it's just I'm feeling very excited about the promotion, and it's just, it's going way, it's better for me right now.
Well, you sound like you're a giver.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, before I start.
That's just what I was thinking.
You know, and I do want to say something, because we still have a half hour, and I'm going to introduce Keith to my left in just a minute, and thanks for being patient. But, you know, my birthday is next week. Yours is on the 1st.
Mine is Friday.
Right. And here's what I want everyone to do. I'm going to do an act of kindness. I learned this from my daughter-in-law, which she did on her birthday. On my birthday, I want you to write on my Facebook or tell me what you've done. If you pay for someone's coffee, if you do something different, and say, Dawn, instead of saying happy birthday, Dawn, which I get thousands of.
Yes.
Say, happy birthday, Dawn. Here's my act of kindness that I did today on your birthday. Mm-hmm. And we'll announce some of those on the air. I mean, I'm putting a purse together for the homeless people.
Oh,
that
wonderful.
I see, and there's some things that are personal in there and some makeup and some great stuff. So that's kind of what I'm doing. And if there's something that you can do, please write me and let me know at HollywoodConnections.biz. I'm Dawn Reese, and I'm really excited to announce that, because that's something I want to do from my heart to the world out there. All right, so join me. I challenge you. In the meantime, we have Keith here from Alexa Model and Talent. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
You know, I have interviewed you a few times on the red carpet with Tony from Sunscreen Film Festival.
Yes, you have.
And I had said, Keith, I got to get you to my show. Now, this little gal over here, Brianna, say hello.
Hi.
Do you remember Brianna?
Hi, I think how are you?
You were her first agent interview.
Fantastic.
And you know what she said to you? How do I get an agent? And you said, send me your photos. Come to the, you know, this is what you do. Now, Brianna, on live, on the air, have you followed through to do that yet?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay, yeah. So you sent everything over.
Well, I didn't send everything over, but wait.
The photos? I'll ask Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom knows.
Because, you know, Dawn dishwashing liquid. It's truthful. You gotta tell the truth.
And it doesn't stop there. Assuming you sent the photos over, if you didn't get a response, make a phone call. Hi, did you receive the photos that I sent over?
Okay. It was 2 years ago, so.
Well, he's here now, right in front of you. Right in front of you. And also, I know Yvonne has some questions too. She's an actress and model. People want to know, what do you look for your agency?
Two things. On the modeling side, it's a look. We want tall people because we're a high fashion agency. The high fashion girls seem to start at the age of 13. The guys seem to come to us when they're about 16 or 17. And most want placement into a big market. So this area, the Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete area, if you can get work here, that's a good sign. Usually means bigger and better things for you. On the acting side, it's still a look, but there has to be an element of courage that you're willing to go the distance in this, because you're going to go out on a lot of castings, and if you book one out of 20, that's kind of how it works.
Gotcha. Can we get Geppetto with your agency as an actor as well?
I'm happy to take a look at him. He just needs to send over some photos. He has my card, and we'll take
it. I know. He sat down right away. This is what the show's all about. Hollywood Connections. I'm like, yes, God. Thank you, God. Now, in the meantime, we're going to come back in a second here. Also, my notes are here on my computer. Where do they get in touch with you? Your website, your phone number?
We're at alexamodels.com. And if you go to the site, there's also a submission link so that if you want to let us know about you, you can do that. You can email Alexa at alexamodels.com with your photos, and we can take a look at that. In terms of phone number, we will give you our phone number if we like what we see.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We limit, you know, the amount of, you know, people just calling for the sake of calling.
Well, I would like to make you a part of my show, too, because you've had so many success stories. And if you have some time, don't give me an answer now. I'm not going to put you on the spot. And call and say, Dawn, I want to tell you about this success story. Or let me bring the success story to your show. And this is what they're doing. And I want people to see the reality. Some people think that it's overnight success.
Yes. They don't realize there's a lot of hard work into it.
No. And you know what Joe Jackson said to me when I interviewed him?
What?
It's on. Go to Dawn Reese Show YouTube and put in Joe Jackson. And he said, get out there. Be known, and then strike. Mm-hmm. And that's what Joe Jackson's advice to the world was, and was amazing to me. And also, you had a question for me, right, Geppetto, about the girls?
Like, what's the marketing behind them? What's the sensation?
Oh, behind me?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to introduce that we have Alexia to my right. She's been with me forever. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
And we also have Katarina, the one and only mermaid, international mermaid, but she's also my Miss Hollywood reporter and has interviewed Celestian Prophecy director, Coyote Ugly. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm excited about the pageant this next week. You're going to judge.
Oh, super excited for that. That is going to be the most fun ever.
You know what the most fun's going to be? Geppetto's going to be there. He's going to be performing live.
He's amazing, too. I love his music. It's awesome.
And you're a singer,
so
too.
Much.
Huh? You want to sing?
I don't know.
But you have a mermaid parties that you put together, and we're working on that. What's your website?
You can go to internationalmermaidkatarina.com, and I'm also on Gasparilla's website.
Right.
And I also have a Facebook for Katarina Dickinson, International Mermaid.
Now, you're going to be at Shark Con coming up. Tell us about Shark Con, local event.
Shark Con is going to be a lot of fun. I'm not really sure exactly how many events they have there, but it's all obviously about sharks, which is my favorite animal in the entire world. And I'm going to be there for photo ops, pictures, and some autographs.
Okay. All right. So, and what they are is, and I'm coming to you right now, Miss Florida Diva. I'm saving also her. She is one of the best actresses I've ever seen in my life, Keith. We had a film director here, and she gave a script, and I have to send you the clip. I was like, oh, my God. Then afterwards, like, what happened to the kid? You know, I mean, you are amazing. What are the ages that you take up to? How would Yvonne get with your agency?
A similar process. And actually, the Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete market's great for older people, mainly because the market, we get a lot of bookings for that. The younger people, the bookings can be less here. But if they're booking, it's a good sign that they should go to a bigger market. We get a lot of bookings for older people. So same process, you know, submit the headshots or the photos to us. We'll take a look. And to add something to Joe Jackson's success theory and process, it's a process so that when you strike, if something doesn't happen right away at that point, you should continue to do what it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you may have to psych yourself up each time you go into the room. Success starts with, you know, before you walk into the room.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I have Katarina to my left, and I have Alexia Models.
Alexia.
And these two girls, do you have an agent yet?
I don't have an agent particularly. I'm kind of bounce around between people. I'm not really signed with anybody, but I've done it since I was 5.
Okay, is that something you want to pursue?
Yeah, I would love to pursue it. I mean, I'm getting older now, but...
And how old are you?
19 years old.
How tall are you?
5'5".
And how old are you?
17.
And how tall are you?
5'1".
And Brianna, how old are you?
13.
And how tall are you?
4'11".
Okay, so you got 3 new talents. Plus, Nita, come over here. She's got a talk show coming, and I'm not going to ask your age, of course. We're just going to say, right here, come on over. You're fine, over here. And just say, everybody, do you have an agent or manager yet, yourself? Nita.
Oh,
you.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Do you have one?
Do I have one? No.
Okay, well, there we go, and there's more people in the studio, and this is how my show always goes. So, ladies, you know, what I'd like you to do is get Keith's card as well, and then, you know, get in touch with him and come back with some success stories of what we're doing. Which is really important, which would be great. So, Peter, let's go. We're going to regroup here for a second. Let's go to Geppetto's, I love this song, The Groove, right?
Yeah, it's called The Groove. It's really up-tempo, old school, real 80s, 70s type of record.
I love it. Let's go to The Groove. We'll be right back. All right. dance in here, Geppetto.
Yeah, that was the groove.
I know. I was going to get my husband in here because we only dance like hardly, and now we're going to be dancing to your music at night. Trust me.
I appreciate it so much.
In the meantime, Geppetto, my girls that are behind me are actually, I came up with a different idea. And I wanted to come up, I've judged pageants my whole life, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. I've wrote for Pageantry Magazine, I'm up there. And the main thing is, the doors of opportunity, I didn't want to run a live pageant. This is not a pageant, this is a reporter, beauty queen reporter. And Yvonne, you've been out in many events.
Yes.
She was in a parade with Martin Luther King. And
the Martin Luther King parade.
Well, yes.
You were there.
I was, but they took you first and they said, escorted her to a Mercedes.
Yes, they did.
With Crown Cars. And we love you, Crown Cars, because I was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right behind Chris.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ruth Chris, but that's a steakhouse.
Charlie Chris.
Thank you. Yes. I'm just thinking steak here. So in the meantime, what I want to do is I have a surprise for Katarina. Can you pull up the song Come Fly With Me just for a second? Just for a minute. Katarina, since you're with me, and I'm so proud of you for everything that you've done so far, pick a crown pin. This is a Come Fly With Me while Peter puts that on.
So cute.
And you're actually, it's like welcome
I'm
aboard.
Girl.
You know, this one?
Yes.
And I used to be a flight attendant, so of course I had wings, and I miss my wings, and I miss my Bahamas, and Freddie Laker, and my Lear jets with Eddie DeBartolo that I used to fly on, and I say, come fly with me. Now, I'm going to have you step aside, because I need your help with your mother. I have a special, while you play that song, Come Fly With Me, you have been amazing, and I just love what you are doing, and I have to turn my phone off, I'm sorry. I do that, and I don't even do that in church. And I want to thank you for everything that you've done with my show and believing in what I do. I'm going to be giving you, I'm paying for this, pick a title. Yes, you. And I'm giving this to you from my heart because you're doing so much with your daughter. You're judging this national pageant coming up.
Fly with me, let's float down.
She's going to be Mrs. Florida Diva. I need you to sash your mother. So now the two of you can do fun things together in parades and events, and we'll get you a crown. There we go. You're going to be judging a national pageant. So, Lori, come over here. And your husband owns a business, and I do want to promote your husband's business. And, of course, this will happen to somebody someday, some year. You know, it happened to our dog. He's on our fireplace. Little Ginger's there. We may take Ginger on the sailboat. Let me explain what this is about.
My husband works for a company called the Neptune Society, and people in Florida have usually heard of us. We have lots of members. We're one of the world's largest and oldest direct cremation societies in the world. We do basic direct cremations, and it's a big need, especially for the elderly in Florida, because most of their families live out of state and they're left here alone. We do all the providing from A to Z, and 100% covered, and the family members don't have to come into the office after they want to go home and they want to grieve and do what they need to do instead of coming into the office filling out paperwork. So that's what we do. We do two seminars a week. You can feel free to contact us anytime, and we'll give you the list of seminars to come join us.
And your phone number?
My husband's phone number is 941-380-1656, and his name is Jeffrey Dickinson.
Sounds good, and thank you so much for being here. Let's go to another song of Geppetto. I'm going to come back and talk to Keith some more and Geppetto, and the ladies all may have questions about Geppetto.
I think we should go to.
Ooh, they're all good.
Let's go to No Makeup Director.
No Makeup.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
I love this. So we're going to go to No Makeup, Peter. And listen and enjoy. We'll be back with Keith and a VIP guest from Las Vegas, from Motown.
Oh,
I know.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I so hope all of you that are driving and you're going to the beach for sunset here in Clearwater, Tampa, and, you know, we have a just an amazing show today, and I want to thank God and give him all the glory and honor for this. We have Paul Murray, photographer of the stars and major artist, my dear friend from Miami, from Los Angeles, and Paul's not on the air yet?
No, we're having problems connecting with him right now, so...
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, I just gave you his number. Can you try again?
Yeah, I can definitely try again.
That would be great. Actually, I just want to introduce when he does call, so you know who he is. Paul, okay. Actually, I met in Los Angeles real quick. I have a minute. Mm-hmm. And he saw me, brought me to the pre-Grammy event in Los Angeles, and I ended up meeting... Paul, and he took me to the pre-Grammy party. I was James Brown's entertainment reporter for my life and opened the doors, and that wasn't enough. He ended up telling me, Dawn, I need to take you to Joe's house. I need Joe Jackson.
Yes.
His birthday party in Vegas, and he is going to be here in town next week, Geppetto, because we're going to be managing together and promoting. Mm-hmm. And so he's doing headshots for like $50, ladies. $50, anybody that needs headshots, for about 5 headshots. And
oh,
you get,
wonderful.
You know, that mm-hmm. as well as a body shot as well. And so hopefully Paul will be on the line with us because we're super excited to have him here. So
I just want to say something.
Yes, yes.
I thought the cover of your CD is mm-hmm. totally beautiful.
Appreciate it so much.
I like the colors and how you put them together. Yeah. And you look very handsome.
I appreciate
there.
It so much. I just really did it for the ladies. That's what it was really
about. It sounds,
about.
It looks
you,
like
you
it.
Know, like the whole, the record,
it
the
looks
concept,
like it's for the ladies.
It's really not for me. It's really for them.
And you know what else I like about your music? I like the one about dancing together because I've been out to different dances. And a lot mm-hmm. of times young people don't dance anymore.
I know. It's really just, you know, I mean, they do a little dancing.
Yeah,
but
not
really,
like it used to be.
Yeah,
yes.
It used to be.
And that music that you're talking about really get them together.
Yeah.
It gets them together. Gets them moving
together. I just
want to
give like a groovy feeling. I kind of uh-huh. did my research, you know, of the artists that are really like Bruno Mars, Miguel, you know, mm-hmm. those type of records. They're doing it, you know, they're doing good music.
Yes.
They're bringing it back to that type of style of music. So mm-hmm. I can appreciate the sound where they're bringing
yes,
it to.
Yes, I like
so
it a lot.
That's what I'm kind of aiming for.
And I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, Keith. Mr. Keith.
Top agent in Tampa.
You know what? The other day I was eating out, and I met a lady who was 101 years old. And people are living longer, and people are looking good. And so I'm glad that your agency, you know, thinks about those type of people like that. I'll be 81 Friday. Yes.
Happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you.
Peter, do we have a quick happy birthday? Actually, you know what? Better. Can you sing happy birthday to Yvonne?
Oh, my God.
Can I put you on the spot? I mean,
can
you just...
Just
this a little bit.
Just a little bit. That would mean a lot to her. I'm sorry.
Right. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Devon. Happy Ooh. Birthday to you.
Thank wow. you. Thank you so much.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. My birthday's next week on. Can I have a happy birthday song too?
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday oh. to you.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
That's wonderful.
Everybody, yay, Peter. Yeah, well, they're going to be calling you. We'll have to do ring. What is that? You know, ringtone, so you can get a happy birthday.
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
No.
I've been looking for the ringtones. I'm like, ring where's Geppetto's ringtones?
I don't know. Man, they took everything off the internet. You can't do ringtones or anything. No.
I know. I know.
That's next, friend.
That's next. So, Keith, I know we have 7 minutes. Peter, did Paul call? Why am I have Peter and Paul? I feel like I'm got half the Bible calling
Peter,
in
Paul,
today.
And Mary.
Mary. Where's
That's what
Mary?
We're doing right now. We actually got Johnny on the line, and we got Walt, Mr. VIP.
Okay, let's see. Is Johnny? Is that the winner for the?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. So we actually have a winner that we're giving away some tickets to Splash the area, the new water park, in you know this weekend. So actually, we did a little giveaway, and we're excited because he's on the air. Johnny, are you there? Did we lose him? He's probably driving.
I don't know what he's doing. He was
well,
on there. He's not
I've
there anymore.
I've got his email, so I did a little contest, and he's the winner with his family pack. He said he needed a break. He has a new job, and he really needs some relaxation. So he's going down the lazy river. We want to thank them for that. Mm-hmm. Also, too, as we have 5 minutes left, and do you have an assistant out there, too, Keith?
I don't. I came solo.
Oh, I'm not sure. I saw some people out there. I mean, we have. I think I've had more of a packed house today than I've ever seen in my entire shows.
Yes.
Yes, Alexa, you have a question.
Okay, so Mr. Keith, I wanted to know what would be the toughest thing you'd have to find for picking your talent for your agency.
Actually, that's a good question because the people that come my way, the talent that comes my way, I think they're all great. When they walk in the room, they're all great. It's really just a question of when you start talking and telling me a little bit about yourself, am I going to find out what it is that you really want to do? And underneath it all, is this really what you want to do? Because it'll just be something that'll naturally come from you. You will find the things that you need to do along the way, and it'll naturally come to you. And that's kind of what I look for, because you're gonna go out on 20 calls to book one thing.
Right. Yes.
And if you've got the courage to do that, know that each time you miss, you're one step closer to hitting, right. You're going to be fine.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And also, Keith, a lot of people, I know we have 7 minutes left, and we have our other reporter that just came in from Tampa, and she's a singer. We're going to have her featured as well next week. But people ask me about training, and they say, you know, I've taken an acting class. I'm good. I'm natural. I don't need any training, or I just dealt with a mother that she's like, you haven't done anything for my daughter. I said, have you listened to my show since August? Do you know how many people have been on, you know, to open the door of opportunity? And that's what you have to – this show is to help you get connected. I don't promise anything. I open the door of opportunity.
You have to do it yourself. That's exactly right.
There's two ways to go, really. For the kids, sometimes training is tough to do right now because they're not focused. Sometimes it's better just let them go out and see what they're strong in. Get them out on some castings, get some pictures done so that you have something to pass around. On the adults, if you haven't come up through training and you've decided you want to do it now, there's nothing wrong with going out and putting yourself into a training situation, but you might look at getting yourself a coach in that arena so that when an opportunity comes along, you've got someone to go to work with, because you've got a certain amount of life experiences. If you know how to use it, it can enhance your audition process. But that's kind of where the coach, you know, can bridge a gap. On the younger people, it's a hit or miss, you know, between having a teacher or not having a teacher. And I think, you know, put the kid out there first, let them try doing some casting, see, you know, how they do, and then sit down with your child and decide, you know, if you do the training, are you going to keep at it? Kind of like Little League or volleyball, yes, or anything like that the kids may play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was some good advice.
Thank you for asking, because that's really important. And that advice to you as well as an actress is really important.
And yes,
there's a lot of great teachers, instructors, coaches in the area. You can Google it, or you're welcome to email us, and we're happy to pass it on.
Well, also, Geppetto, let me ask you this. Are you ever interested in coming back to the show?
Of course. You know, this is different. Like I said, I haven't been on the radio for like a year. And I mean, it's like this is about promoting for the ladies and giving positive music and just giving back. So I'm just excited again. Once again, I'm honored to be on the show with you.
Can we have you come back every week? Can I play your music every week?
I mean,
since I'm your new manager.
Of course.
I have a question, actually. Yes. Since I don't know if you know about it, but I'm Miss International Mermaid and I travel all around. Mm. Right now I'm looking for somebody to sing a song dedicated to me, like as a mermaid, about basically kind of falling in love.
Oh, wow.
And I want to like make a full music video because I'm really good at music videos.
Oh,
and me and my
she's
mom,
great at editing.
I'm trying to put it together. So if you're looking to write a song for me and like be in the music video and get yourself more out there, then that would be really awesome.
I would be different for
it's
me.
Like to, a win-win situation.
That's like a Disney type Nickelodeon theme. I mean, I'll challenge it though.
Something deep about like, you know, falling in love and wanting to be a mermaid.
Mermaid, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you also had another question to ask him.
Yeah, did anybody tell you look very familiar?
No, I don't look like anybody.
Is his name, Jermaine Jackson?
No,
it's not Jermaine.
I never heard of Jermaine in my life.
No, this is the one and only. We have the one and only Katarina. We have the one and only Geppetto Jackson.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you are asking the same thing. She's like whispering in my ear, and you had a question.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that you look a lot like Jermaine, but I mean, what would you say like your favorite thing about writing music and bringing it to life? Like, what is your favorite thing?
I mean, it's just from inner experiences. Like everything I write is I've actually been through, so I mean, I can't really pin it if it's not true. You know what I mean? Most artists like they just exaggerate type of things, and I really it comes from the heart of experience from a relationship I've been in or seen it with my own eyes through somebody else's relationship. I take the time out to just pin it down and give it all I got.
I got it. Mm-hmm. We all want to thank our new, actually, Miss Tampa, showbiz reporter. Yes, and where's your sash? Yep. Is it in your car? We only have 3 minutes. Next time, bring it. We just want to introduce
you.
She's
always
a singer.
Have to have it with you.
Always, always.
Do not
want to
leave home without it.
All right, but she is pinned. She's ready to fly with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and say hi to everybody.
Hey, it's Maggie Kwan, and thanks for
being here with us. Okay, and this is what it's about. You want to be an entertainment reporter? We have 2 minutes left. Give me a call. We're going to have workshops here at the station. That's what I do, Keith. I bring them to life, and they get real media IDs if they are good enough, and out they go. I've got one from Puerto Rico. Actually, you know where I met him? In the ocean, swimming, young kid.
Oh, before we go off the air, oh, my goodness, I feel horrible for saying thank you, Michael Gordon. I mean, if just my goodness, that would be terrible. I just want to give everything to God, number one, and then Michael Gordon for connecting me, Don Reese, and Paul. Like, if that guy is incredible. If you guys don't know who Michael Gordon is, he's Catherine Jackson's cousin. He connected us all together. So much love to you. I love you, cuz. This was amazing, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you. Michael's been on the show before, and he's been at the station before with me back in the days when I first started. And, you know, we want to thank him because it wasn't from him. It was my promoter in New York, Gerald Ralston, the promoter of the Stars, a major artist, that introduced me to him as well. And that's how this all partook in my life. And I said, God has a sense of humor. I said, you know, we've got Motown going here. We actually, Carrie Brown, I think she is in a meeting with Sherry Gordy. She's texting me. She said, I'm sorry, I can't make the show. Unless she calls. Is she on the air yet? We have our surprise guest. She'll be on next week. We're bringing some Vegas to you, but this is all about you, Geppetto.
No, it's all about everybody here. That's everybody.
Thank you. Well, you know what it is. We want to thank you for being here. And what song are we going to end with real quick? We have 1 minute.
Let's go to Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie.
Actually, On the Road, Hippie. On the Road.
On the Road, Hippie.
Let's go. Just Keith, like a hippie.
Keith, anytime I'd like you to welcome back, bring some success stories to the show.
Sure.
All right. Absolutely. And your phone number for Alexia?
Actually, just send it to Alexa at alexamodels.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Geppetto, for being here. What a blessing.
Yes.
We'll see you next week, right?
It was a pleasure.
Yes,
thank you,
yes.
Yvonne.
You're welcome.
Brianna? Okay. Alexia, thank you for driving from Orlando. We're going to get some after-show interviews.
Yes.
Can we listen to this?